Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A local immigrant advocacy organization says it's now struggling to support over 200 refugees due to federal funding cuts. World Relief Quad Cities is helping resettle more than 70 families from countries including Afghanistan and Ukraine. But wellness manager Hobby Timbo says nearly 80% of their funding has been frozen. That's after President Trump suspended the U.S. refugee admissions program last month.
Clients that have just arrived and they're finally in a safe place, and now the services that they thought they were going to get are not going to be available for them. So many of them are really concerned about how they're going to survive in the short term.
Timbo says services such as food and rental assistance that were once promised to clients are now no longer available. Iowa gaming officials are set to vote on issuing a permit for building a new casino in Cedar Rapids tomorrow. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the decision comes after a bill to ban new casinos for 5 years died in the state Senate.
The Senate State Government Committee decided not to move a bill forward that would impose a 5-year moratorium on any new casino licensing. It would have stopped the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission from voting to grant Linn County a gaming license on Thursday. Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton introduced the bill with the hopes of beating the clock on the commission's decision. During the committee's meeting, Chair Ken Rosenboom of Oskaloosa said based on conversations, the bill did not have enough support from Senate Republicans.
According to my conversations, this bill does not have enough support from Senate Republicans to advance all the way through the Senate process. In the interest of moving this session forward to other issues of critical importance to Iowans, I have no plans to reconsider the legislation for the remainder of the session.
The bill will not advance to a full Senate debate. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Scott County attorney has declined to prosecute the owner of an apartment building in Davenport that partially collapsed in 2023, killing 3 people. Kelly Cunningham said Tuesday she agrees with a report from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation that did not find evidence warranting criminal charges against Andrew Wold. Cunningham concluded that Wold was proactive, making every effort to address repairs to the centuries-old building. She says the report will not be made public due to potential civil lawsuits by victims and relatives. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has renewed the water use permit for a nearly 12,000-head cattle feeding operation in northeast Iowa. But as Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer reports, water quality advocates in the region are pushing back.
The renewal comes after an administrative law judge ruled that the DNR didn't adequately consider the environmental and public consequences for Supreme Beef's water use permit. The case was brought forward by the Driftless Water Defenders, a citizen group dedicated to protecting the area's waters. James LaRue is the group's attorney. He says they'll appeal against a decision because it violates state and federal statutes to protect Iowans and their water.
We think that there are statutes, that is Code of Iowa, that have language that was there that was intended by legislators to protect the public, but they're not being used, whether that's in state or federal law.
LaRue anticipates filing appeals as early as this week. The group has already petitioned for EPA intervention. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
Traffic enforcement cameras are rolling once again in Davenport. Municipalities across Iowa had to shut down their traffic cameras last year due to a new state law requiring permits from the Iowa Department of Transportation. The Davenport City Council approved an ordinance to comply with that law last week that allowed for 4 fixed-speed cameras to resume operation. The city also has permission to operate its mobile traffic enforcement camera. A list of camera locations can be found on Davenport's website. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.